This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Prime Minister underscored the importance of properly handling differences and disputes between India and China and not allowing them to disturb peace and tranquility. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the 16th BRICS summit at Kazan yesterday. During the meeting, the two leaders affirmed that stable, predictable, and amicable bilateral relations between India and China will have a positive impact on regional and global peace and prosperity. It will also contribute to a multipolar Asia and a multipolar world. Briefing media about the meeting in Kazan, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this meeting happened close on the heels of the disengagement and patrolling agreement and the resolution of issues that had arisen in the India-China border areas in 2020. Earlier, the Prime Minister asked BRICS nations to unite and cooperate strongly to deal with terrorism and terror financing. He added that there is no place for double standards on such a serious issue. At the closed plenary session of the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan, Mr. Modi stressed the need to take active steps to prevent radicalization among the youth. He called for working together on the pending issue of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism in the UN. Addressing the BRICS leaders' summit, Mr. Modi said BRICS represents 40% of the world's humanity and around 30% of the economy, and the grouping has achieved several milestones in the last two decades. He expressed confidence that this organization will emerge as a more effective medium to face global challenges in the coming times. Mr. Modi also extended the support to Brazilian President Lula da Silva as the next president of BRICS. PM Modi arrived in New Delhi tonight after attending the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia. During his visit, PM Modi held bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and newly elected Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the summit. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a three-day visit to India from today for the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC. PM Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the Intergovernmental Consultations on the 25th of this month. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and Chancellor. Both the leaders will also hold bilateral talks. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday. It was the first meeting of Mr. Abdullah with the Union Home Minister after becoming Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Former Director General of Akashvani News, P.K. Bandhopadhyay, passed away yesterday. He breathed his last following a cardiac arrest in Kolkata. Former Indian Information Service officer Bandhopadhyay had a long and distinguished career in AIR News, Press Information Bureau and other media wings of Information and Broadcasting Ministry. The Ministry of Ayush will celebrate 9th Ayurveda Day at the All India Institute of Ayurveda in New Delhi on 29th October. This year, the day is being celebrated around the theme Ayurveda Innovations for Global Health. Over 150 countries across the globe are to join this year's Ayurveda Day celebrations. MOS Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav said that Ayurveda Day has now become a global movement. He also highlighted that the theme of this year's Ayurveda Day celebrations gives new dimension to the contribution of Ayurveda to global health. He said that the government aim is to promote Ayurveda globally as a robust system of medicine for the welfare of the public. In men's hockey, India crashed to a 0-2 defeat against Germany in first match at the Major Dhyanchand National Stadium in New Delhi. For Germany, Henrik Mertgens at 4th minute and skipper Lukas Windfeder at 30th minute scored goals. This series is special as it will mark the return of international hockey to the Indian capital after a decade. The second test of the series will be played today. In Turkey, a massive explosion yesterday occurred outside the headquarters of Turkish Aerospace Industries near the capital Ankara, leaving three dead. The country's interior minister, Ali Yerlikaya, on social media platform X, said that three people have been killed and 14 people have been injured in the incident. Yerlikaya described it as a terrorist attack. He said two assailants were shot dead at the scene of crime. And that is the end of this news bulletin.